Rob, welcome to Donegal. I suppose first of all, we're standing here looking out on sunny conditions on Fun Valley AC to celebrate the launch of Patsy McGonigal's book. And I do know that you have a long relationship with Patsy. Maybe you can tell us a wee bit about it.
Yeah, it's incredible. Just I'm blown away by the facilities up here. You know, this is officially the longest drive I've ever had in my life. In Ireland or anywhere to get up here, but it's no better man to do it for. And I've been involved with Patsy as far back as 1999. At European Under-23s, he was involved with me that year, but the first real involvement was the Olympics in Sydney, and he's watched me grow and he's watched me change as a person, and I've watched the way that he's managed me at different stages of my career and how he's adapted to me as well. And I think that definitely the respect has grown on both sides over the longevity of my career.
Yeah, and what impact has he had on your career? What was sort of the key elements of Patsy through that time?
I think in this generation where everything has gone so kind of politically correct and people crossing the T's and ticking boxes, Patsy at heart is a really passionate sportsman, and he calls it straight when he's away. There's no fuss about him when he's away. He's no nonsense approach, but he's dead honest. And you know, if you had a good result or a bad result, there was no hiding the fact that you would see it in Patsy's reactions. You know, and I suppose the big one was Sydney, Edmonton, but 2002, when I finished 8th in Europeans, I always remember getting a massive hug off him, and I won't use the language here on this, but I was like going, you're here now, you're there now, and that was it. But I think he got to know my personality over the years, and he was brilliant for me to have at championships, because he knew me. He knew when I was happy, he knew when I was messing that it was normal for me to be that way, but his mindset was always deliver and sport and performances, whereas things are a little bit different now. People are taking boxes, going away and filling positions. But Patsy's he's a sportsman and a winner at heart, you know. Yeah.
And after that time when he told you that you were here, he was side by side with you as you went through different championships and medaled. And of course, you had highs and lows at Olympic Games as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And he'd know what it means to me. And when the more I got to know Patsy, I would know his things. You'd nearly gravitate towards each other. And sometimes there's only a few words. But I suppose that picture after London is iconic, because you don't let your guard down to many people. But I was so upset afterwards, and I remember, and Patsy's a hard man, he's a tough man, and he had the arm around me that time, and he was like, you know, this isn't the end of it, and there wasn't many words, but he knew how disappointed I was, and he felt as well. It was the both of us felt upset at the time, but you know, and then it turned out being a great occasion, you know.
You're close to him, but he's close to other athletes as well, and you've seen, I suppose, craft as trade as the years went on through that 25 career with Ireland and being at major championships, and it's not just you, it's other athletes that I had that helping hand to.
Yeah, he's great. He's seen it all. He's done it all. Even some of his stories, you know, he knows when to tell you, you know, and no doubt people will read about him in the book, but he just did a good way about him, about Cam and the situations on camps as well, when people got, you know, in high pressure situations. He had a really good way about him. When Patsy was doing nothing, he was doing a lot, yeah. You know, and again, things are changing, you know, and you know, I'll definitely miss his character and his type of leadership skills away on teams, and he will be missed. But you know, no doubt you'll benefit from it here up in Donegal.
Yeah, listen, just fine. I'm going to move away from Pat and talk about Brendan Boyce. He's going to a fourth World Championships in Doha later in the year. He's qualified for the Olympics, and he's been around for a while now, Brendan. But he's continuing to improve all the time. So
he is. I always had the analogy, like, you get somebody Brendan's height, his determination, his will to win, and you can mould him into a champion, you know. It just add a little every year. I probably don't think he's as naturally good as I was, but Brendan's a warrior, and he's very, very smart. He's good in the good day. And you're going to get your pound of flesh out of him, because when he goes the race, he always gives everything. And he's really good. And he's another man who moved over here to Finn Valley. And he's good. He could finish top 12 in World Championships this year, rest and next year in the Olympics if he gets another big winter. You don't know what's going to happen, you know.
You're not walking anymore. Well, how do you pass your time now at this stage with the international career done?
I coach the lads. I'm working with Bank of Ireland. I'm their youth and community ambassador, so I have more people out running. So I'm trying to balance the balance of finance and wellness and health and well-being, because the impact that a lack of funding had for me throughout my career, as opposed to when I had it, I was able to plan my year better. So I'm working with the bank now, and I'm in schools, I'm in secondary schools and primary schools, and I love it. It's great. So yeah, I love retirement. I'm happy I'm away from the misery of 100 miles a week and sleeping in an altitude tent in the log cabin, and you know, and everything else that comes with being a full-time athlete.
Yeah, and finally then, you'll have to come back to Donegal for a longer period now that you have a bit of more spare time.
Absolutely. I was chatting to Patsy the other week, and we definitely want to organise a camp up here. And now when I've seen it, you know, firsthand, it's incredible. Oh my God, it's such a beautiful part of the world as well. It was a lovely drive when I was coming up here. So yeah, I definitely will be back.
It's nice with the sunshine. So thanks for talking to Highland Radio, and the best of luck.
Thanks very much. Thank you.